愛の倍やけん恋したい涙しのベガレッツゴー
N 字前が見えてきた上げていきますか焼けた肌と水着と
消
えるような毎日を出したいんだから It's to be your mine
いきぎらして海へ覚めて
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Animation. I'm your host here, Josh Dunham, from the ADD Network, or Anime Digital Dysfunction Network, also anime3000.com, and of course, from here, the Animation Podcast, which you are now listening to. Aha, there you go. Let's see, a lot has happened in this week for news, but I'm not going to cover all of it. I'm just going to cover, like, two things that I think are important to me. The rest of it, you can go to ANN, of course, that's where I went to get all your coverage about Anime Expo. So, what were the things I thought were exciting? Well, some title acquisitions. You ready? Trigun the Movie, or Badlands Rumble, which I'm really looking forward to. I haven't seen that yet. I want to, and now I can, because it's been acquired. Black Lagoon, Roberta's Blood Trail, and High School of the Dead. And for those of you who care, there's an Utena movie, and the TV series was licensed or something like that. So, I mean, that's some pretty cool stuff right there. But now, just, and as I mentioned like two episodes ago, I think it's funny, I mentioned how one manga could go legit. Well, it looks like they may not get the chance. They may have a competitor, a legal competitor, by the name of Crunchyroll. That's right, Crunchyroll is going to start publishing, well, not publishing, hosting manga. They've now teamed up with one of the biggest manga companies in Japan who has alliances with all the other publishers and stuff like Shigakukan and all that. And so what does that mean? Well, I guess that means that any manga could possibly be on Crunchyroll one day. Any manga. That is awesome. I'm trying not to freak out and start screaming because that would be bad podcasting and it wouldn't sound so great. But what is awesome about this is I was talking about it and it looks like all of the suggestions that I made are now going towards a legal site, Crunchyroll. So that is awesome. Never mind, it boosts my ego up, you know. But the thing is for me, I have to get this straight. Crunchyroll is an awesome site for a lot of people, especially those who have internet. Like, if I had constant internet connection, if I could just be on the internet whenever I wanted, then I'd be watching anime streaming, sure. But the thing is, my computer is up in my living room, so to watch a TV show or an anime on there can be a pain because someone else is watching TV, or, you know, little kids may be around, so it's not like I can pop open Berserk and start, you know, watching that when I've got a five-year-old looking over my shoulder. Hey, what's he sticking inside her? You know what I mean? It doesn't work out so well. So I don't tend to watch anime on my computer. My internet computer, anyway. The computer that I'm now recording on is my own personal computer, but it's not equipped to have internet connection. I don't have, like, any antivirus or anything of that nature, because I'm too lazy to go and buy it, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, long story short, so I don't watch a lot of anime on Crunchyroll. However, I do use the internet quite a bit to read manga. I mean, it's no surprise or it's no, you know, secret that I read Bleach, Naruto, and One Piece regularly on one manga. Okay? Because, I mean, I do that updates every once in a while. I do the updates. So, now, if Crunchyroll can do the same thing that One Manga is doing, then now I can have a legal alternative because I have to spend my time on the internet either way. Here's the only thing that will have a dampener, though. If Crunchyroll decides to do what they do with their anime, like, only those who subscribe can get the manga right when it comes out, I'll have to be waiting an extra week. That's going to be rough. It's going to be a little interesting. I mean, I suppose being behind by 1 week doesn't matter, but if there is a delay, people are going to pirate it. And is that really helping? That's, you know what I'm saying? Sure, some people, you know, if Crunchyroll gets popular enough, the people who are just jumping on the bandwagon will go to Crunchyroll instead of One Manga all the time. But One Manga already has a very dedicated fan base, I would say. Or the people who go there typically go there regularly to read manga. They don't say, oh, let's go to the site here and try and do that. They generally stick with just one manga. So I'm interested to see how Crunchyroll is going to try and usurp the One Manga viewership. But at the same time, I would love to I don't want to see One Manga completely disappear. I don't want to see that because I believe fan subs are, or not fan subs, I believe scanlations are still necessary for a healthy fandom to survive. Because, you know, like you can't legally license every single manga title, blah, 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 blah. You know, sometimes scanlations are just the best alternative. You know what I'm saying? Because no company wants to take a risk on some random manga, blah, blah, blah. And here's the great part. It's not like with anime, if something does well in fan subs, when someone licenses it and it doesn't sell, they're screwed. This won't be that way. This will be like, oh, I see Toriko, just for an example, is doing really well with scanlations. Well, why don't we put it up? And so they legally do that. It's the same market. You know what I mean? The people who buy fan subs and the people who buy... the people who download fan subs and then those who buy DVDs are not really the same market. Do they overlap? Yeah, they overlap quite a bit. But it's not necessarily the same market as we can see with, like, Haruhi or something. Now, people who read scanlations, whether they be legal or not, are still the people who read scanlations. So thus, you know, there you go. But other than that, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut this news segment a little short and go directly into the summer anime preview. It's not so much of a preview because I've seen a little bit of it, but yeah, let's go into that.
Otaku USA Magazine proudly presents a new podcast. Fresh in Kadaba, soaked in 31 different flavors of Win.
Wow, raspberry Win!
And fired from a maser cannon of pure love.
I can feel!
This podcast will seek to deliver to you what many of its valiant readers have asked of us many times before. Bearing that in mind, what does this show actually contain, you ask? Why, the news, of course. But much, much better. Let me explain. Friday Ace, the podcast edition, is your chance to catch up on all the happenings in Japanese pop culture from this past week, including news recaps, music rankings, and all those interesting tidbits you would have known about had you not given into that burning urge to have a life. Download new episodes every Friday exclusively from otakuusamagazine.com.
In a world where vivid flashbacks can strike without warning. In a world where a submissive adolescent must pilot a giant humanoid robot to save humanity. In the same world where a two-legged quadruped can run leisurely at the speed of sound with the aid of jewelry. Only one podcast can discuss this with their sanity intact. And this is Not That Podcast. www.ssapodcast.com. The Ass Backwards Anime Podcast. Oh wait, I was supposed to use that voice in the beginning. Let's go again.
For those of you who have been following me on Twitter, you can kind of tell that I'm not exactly looking forward to this. One, because some of these show names are really hard. And two, because there's not like a whole lot I'm interested in. There's not many studios that are doing some amazing thing. I mean, there's like two or three things that I'm interested in. The rest of them I might check out, and that's about it. So I just want to tell you right off, I've seen very little of this, but I have seen a little bit. And I don't know what is being streamed by Crunchyroll or on Hulu or YouTube or anything like that. You'll have to find out. I'll probably put those in the show notes for you. But yeah, so this is just going to be purely my opinion on the shows, whether or not I think they're worthy to check out or what I think they're going to be about. I've been completely wrong sometimes, and other times I've been 100% completely right. I don't know until I watch a show. So remember, please, don't, you know, if I say a show is completely horrible, still keep in mind this is just a snap judgment. This is just something right off the cuff, just me reading the chart and looking at a picture. You know what I mean? So don't take this seriously is what I'm saying. So the chart, which I will be posting in the show notes as well, is from ChartFag. So those of you who know this chart and familiar, you can follow along. Other than that, let's get started. First thing on the list is High School of the Dead, and that's by Madhouse. And recently I've heard that Madhouse is actually in a little bit of trouble, on a side note, which is kind of interesting because they actually have probably more stuff on this summer season than anyone else. But, I don't know. Anyway, High School of the Dead looks really, really good. I have friends who've read the manga, and they said it's very, very good manga. And so, this one, I'm definitely checking out. It's already out, so I have to watch that, but I will definitely be looking at this one. It's all about, like, your typical zombie. If somebody was in high school, and all these zombies came after you in your school, how would you survive? That sort of thing. So yeah, definitely check that one out. The next one we have is Seikimatsu Occult Gakuin. I hope I pronounced that right. Supposedly it's the third part in TV Tokyo's Anime no Chikara project is what the chart says. Supposedly it's a school comedy slash horror and mystery about occult cases, and there you go. I just basically paraphrased what the chart says, but looking at the art, it looks semi-interesting. I will check this out, at least for the first episode, and see where that takes us. Kind of hard to tell where this one's going to go. I mean, I can definitely see this one being some really crappy show, or being actually really, really good, and that's by A1 Pictures, so, you know, might be worth checking out, A1. Next, we have Sengoku Basara 2. I didn't like the first one. I don't watch anime based off games, so screw it. And the next one is, now remember, I said some of these names are hard to say, so again, forgive me. Nurarin Hun no Mago. And this is by Studio Dean, so I don't know. And it's all about this guy who is supposedly three-fourths human. I read that wrong. Three-fourths human, one-part demon. So he's half the man Inuyasha is, I guess. For some reason, looking at this, this reminds me, like, this art style of, what's his name? Myuho and Roji's Bureau of Supernatural Investigation or something like that. I forget the exact name of the manga, but it just that art style really reminds me of it. I'm not going to be checking this one out because it doesn't really pique my interest, but I'm going to wait until what people have to say about the show, and then I'll be like, okay, you know, I'll make my decision then. If they say it's good, I'll check it. If not, I'm just going to pass. Then we got Black Butler 2, or Kudo Shishuji. Yeah, dang it, every freaking time I say this word. Kudo Shishuji. And that's by A1 Pictures as well. It's a sequel, so, you know, if you like the first one, you probably like this one. I'm not checking it out because I haven't even bothered with the first one, so whatever. And the next one is Shiki, and that's by a studio I have not heard of, by Daume. And supposedly it's about some bizarre murder that went on in this small village or what have you. And this girl's caught up in the investigation, according to the chart. I mean, the art looks interesting enough that I'll check this out, but I'm not expecting this to go anywhere. I mean, let's face it. Let's, you know, just look at the picture, you know. I say, okay, the girl's not bad looking. Then I look at what she's wearing. I say, okay, that's kind of gothic Lolita. You know, maybe not so much gothic, but definitely Lolita. And she's got pink hair, and she's smiling, and it's about a murder mystery. So that means she's a psycho chick who's kind of trying to be edgy with her clothes. Not quite. And it's by a studio I don't know. Might be, this could either be a recipe for a really good show or not. Then there's Tono to Isho. And this looks like it's just, I want to say Romance of the Three Kingdoms, but it's not. It's just like a comedy, a historical comedy. And supposedly Gackt is supposed to be one of the voice actors in here. So that might be worth checking out. But, you know, I'm looking at the art style, and then I think Japanese comedy, and I'm saying, this isn't a comedy I'm going to check out. I don't know. Maybe the only anime comedies I like tend to be Shaft, you know? Like, I didn't mind Arashi Under the Bridge, even though I haven't, like, moved at all. I'm still stuck on episode 2. But I loved Bakemonogatari. So, you know, this might be worth checking out. Then there's, now this is a redundant title if I've ever heard one, Legend of the Legendary Heroes. Okay, well, I guess that makes sense. They're legendary heroes, and they've got a legend, so that makes them legendary heroes. And this is by Studio Zex, so another studio I haven't heard of. And it seems to be taking place in, like, an alternate reality slash world, or I don't know, maybe more ancient magical kind of world, you know? But definitely looks fantasy, and it's about this guy who's in this imperial school, so obviously there's some empire involved, and he's always falling asleep, and then he gets caught up in this great adventure, or a war, or what have you, and, yeah, he has to save his own empire. It's not, I'm not like he's a king or anything, but, I mean, he has to save his home country and stuff, and, you know, this one looks like it could either be really, really good, or really, really bad. But looking at the character designs, for some reason, it reminds me a lot of Gundam Seed. So, this one is another one that could be up in the air. You know, I'd be willing to check it out when it comes out, but I'm not going to be holding my breath for this. You know, just put it that way. Then we got Osaka Hamlet. Yeah, I'm looking at the art style. I'm not even going to bother figuring out what that's about. The art style is going to drive me crazy, and I can tell because of the art style it's going to be comedy. And just reading this real quick, because I have to. This is a podcast. I'm doing it for you guys. Something about a sixth grader who's a cross-dresser. So, you know, it might be interesting. See, this is the thing with Japanese humor. Something may sound brilliant, but the execution just sometimes doesn't work. So, I'm not going to check that one out at all. Unless I get like this overwhelming response of how good it is, why bother, you know? I don't know what studio that's by. It's not on the chart, so you have to look that up yourselves, guys. Then we got Hitsudomoe. Or Hitsudomoe. I'm not quite exactly sure how to pronounce that. But it looks like it's about a school with moe girls. And that's by Studio Bridge. You know, this looks like Hanamaru Kindergarten done by a different studio, honestly. Which, it doesn't excite me at all. So, pass! And, oh goodness, okay, I've been practicing how to say this title for like half an hour before I started recording this. So, let's see if it paid off. It got Okamasen no Shichin no Nakamatachi. I hope I said that right. I've been practicing. But this one I'm going to check out. In fact, I've already got the first episode. Haven't watched it yet. I browsed through it, but it seems to be like there's some tsundere-ish character. More like a feral girl. So I guess, you know, she's got a bit of tsundere in there. Maybe a bit of yondere. I don't want to say yondere because that's kind of like psychopath. But she's just like fucked up in the head you know, crazy a little bit, but still kind of sane at the same time. I don't know. She's kind of feral is the best way to describe her. And then you got this Moe chick who follows her around, and then they meet this guy who gets dragged along with solving crimes of some sort. I'm not quite sure. But it looks interesting. It's by J.C. Staff, and I liked the last couple things that, or I shouldn't say last couple. I've liked some of the things that J.C. Staff has done. So, will I check this one out? Definitely. This is another one I'm going to check out. And I look at this one, and I'm going, oh, damn. This is so fap bait, if I've seen it. It's called Amagami SS, and it's based off a PS2 game. And I'm looking at it, bunch of, I don't want to say Moe, because that's not quite right, but it looks like one of those PS2 dating sims made into an anime. And, yeah, I'm just quickly reading this. It's something about you're a second-year high school boy who doesn't like Christmas or whatever, and, like, all these girls ask you out, and you gotta figure out which one you're taking. So it is a date sim. Dude, I so called that one. But, yeah, I will not be checking out this one because, one, it's, you know, read the description. Two, look at the picture. And three, AIC, if I remember correctly, they did that, what was it, that lesbian romance or whatever that was so freaking horrible. And here's another one done by AIC to just further prove my point, Strike Witches 2. Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm at a loss of words for this, frankly. The first Strike Witches was done by Gonzo. Now AIC is taking over. Wow, that wasn't much of an improvement. Next title is Asobi ni Ikuyo. And this one is done by AIC Plus. And that's plus with a plus mark after it. So I don't know if that's AIC Plus Plus or AIC Plus, and they're just trying to be cute by adding extra thing that you're not supposed to say. I don't know, it's confusing, leave me alone. But this one seems to be about this young girl who meets with one of her ancestors, who is some girl with cat ears, and, there's a guy. It's a guy who meets one of his ancestors who's a girl with cat ears, and of course, the girl is looking at the picture. Her boobies are kind of flapping out of her schoolgirl uniform. You can see her belly button. Her skirt is a little higher than what would normally be seen. Of course, she's jumping, so I suppose that makes sense, but I don't want to call it moe bait, but this is more fap bait, really. You know, it's got like that moe touch with a fap. You know, generally with moe shows, it's not for you to sit there and fap all the time. It's more like, oh my goodness, I love these girls, I wish they were my daughters, or I wish they were my little sister or something, you know what I mean? This is like fap bait. But I could be completely wrong. Like, looking at Neon Koi, that was a harem, and it wasn't fat bait. And it was okay show. It wasn't the greatest show, but it was okay, you know. So, this could be like Neon Koi. I'm not sure. But I'm not generally into those catgirl shows where that's, like, the main attraction. Because, you know, that kind of scares me. Then we got Setokai Yoku Indomo. And I hope I said that right again. I'm sorry, kind of hard to pronounce. But this is just another student council show. And yeah, I really don't know what to say. I don't want to call it fat bait, but I don't want to call it moe. It's just, it's like, it's a little bit of both. Like, I can definitely see, like, you look at the picture and you can see that she's clearly got boobs. It's not like she's got huge boobs, but she's got them. So, you know, if you're not interested in Asobi no Ikuyo, where she's got pretty fair-sized knockers on her, then you can go to a size down at Setokai Yaku Indomo. So, and what's even better is looking at this picture, guess what the name of the studio is that produces it? I'm not lying. The name of the studio is GoHands. If that wasn't a clue that you're supposed to be masturbating, I don't know what is. So, GoHands. Next, we have one that I want to sigh at, but at the same time, I'm kind of happy it's here. I'll never watch it unless I hear it's some amazing show. But it's Digimon Xeros Wars, or X-Ross. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that, if the X is supposed to be pronounced as X or just part of the word. But either way, this is the newest Digimon installment, I guess is the best word to describe it. Again, it's done by Toei. You know, they've done all the Digimon series. But why am I happy to see this? Well, because I love Digimon. I've recently been watching the movies. I'm going to be rewatching the second season. Why the second? Because I remember the first season, but I realized that I had lost part of my childhood when I didn't remember the ending for the second season. So how to rectify this? I will relive my childhood by rewatching the show. So, again, I'm happy to see that Digimon is still alive. I'm not happy because it's so clearly a top show at this point. Very generic character designs. All the creatures look rather generic as well. I mean, but then again, look at Yu-Gi-Oh! The 5Ds. I know people are going to laugh at me, but Yu-Gi-Oh! The 5Ds isn't actually that bad of a show. Granted, it wouldn't be my first choice to watch, but I mean, my little brothers love it. And if they're watching it, I have no problem sitting down and watching, you know, 15 minutes or, you know, half a show with them. You know, I have no problem. And here's one that's, oh, goody. I'm glad. Now, see, I saw this up for download. I'm so glad I didn't download it. Pure Engagement is the name of the show. Sekire, Pure Engagement. Yeah, this is definitely by far the most, I don't know, otaku fan bait, like totally pandering to that moe, that sexual moe crowd there. And you know what? This, you know, piss on it and burn the ashes is what I'd say. And yeah, I know some of you realize, oh, he's stealing that from Anime Pulse. Well, guess what? I make it cool. Anime Pulse sucks, okay? Yeah. That's by Seven Arcs. Sorry if you're interested. Really, I'm sorry. And another AIC anime. This is Shukufuku no... Oh my god, how do you pronounce that? Campanella. Blah, blah, blah. I like to buy an Ambigail. I have no idea what this show is about. I'm not going to bother. Because I look at it and I say... Moe. You know, it's literally just a big moe fest. Every girl there has some type of moe going on. You've got the girl who looks like she could be a tsundere, because she's actually the only strong-looking female character. You've got one who's definitely the submissive one. You've got the cute pink hair cheerleader, the artist who looks like she's got a little bit of spice and spunk, and then you've got two sisters in the background. If that doesn't scream complete moe coverage, I don't know what will. Okay, so when I read this, all it says is something about a shooting star, and they find it, and they find a guy out of the shooting star and call him Dad. Wow. I'm speechless. I don't know if this has ever been done in a show before. I'm sure it has sometime, but I feel slightly disturbed now. It's like, these studios make anime for me. I am, well, I guess I can't say for me. I'm not in Japan. But for the anime-watching crowd, the people who will watch anime because it's new and because they're interested in it, they are making it for my crowd. Now, whether or not I'm interested in it is totally different, but they're making it for people like me. And frankly, when they start putting out shows like this and say, here, you will watch this, you'll like it, I start feeling insulted. It's like, wow, do you really think I can't keep my pants on while I watch an anime? Well, clearly you guys have never read the manga called Shamo, because I have no problems keeping my pants on when I'm reading that. And those of you who've read Shamo say, yeah, he's pretty much right. But anyway... And here's one that's not on the chart that I do want to talk about, and that's Black Lagoon series, or season 3, Roberta's Blood Trail. I just saw the first episode for that, and I'm liking it. It's not some amazing show that Black Lagoon is known for, but I think half the problem is, like, this first episode really introduced Roberta's backstory and a little bit more of the situation that the family she serves for is in. So, you know, Revy and the team, the Black Lagoon squad, are really only in the episode, you know, half the episode, and even that, they don't fight at all. So I can understand people who watch this episode will be thrown off, be like, what happened to Black Lagoon? But, you know, I'm going to be reading the manga here soon, so I'll see how closely it is, and maybe that'll be for good or bad, I'm not sure. You know, because if the manga slows down, the anime slows down, it's not really the anime's fault. However, if the manga doesn't slow down and the anime slows down, you know, then you can place blame on someone. So, I watched the first episode, I thought it was great. I'm definitely going to stick with it. It's Black Lagoon. I know it's going to pick up, pretty much. Or I'm pretty confident it's going to. But I'm just saying, don't be surprised if this first episode kind of feels slow and like nothing's happening. Because they're really just setting the stage. So, but other than that, I mean, that's the whole season. I'm sure there's some other things. I know that there's an Iron Man movie coming out soon. Same with a Wolverine movie. I haven't seen anything. No word on that. And, you know, which is kind of disappointing because I'm a big comic book fan, big Marvel fan. I'm looking forward to those. But, you know, that's the summer season. So maybe I'll come back to this and do a little bit like what I was right and what I was wrong about. I'm not sure. No promises on that. But, yeah, so with that, let's go into what I have been reading and watching.
Sick of elitist fans? Your first anime was Dragon Ball Z? And you call yourself an otaku. Sick of fanboys?
Have you seen Haruhi? I mean, she's so stupid and Kyon just kind of follows her all around all over the place. And it's just so awesome. I love the series.
Well, come on down to Super Happy Anime Fun Time, the anime podcast bringing you an objective fan's point of view to anime news, anime releases, and anime reviews. Check us out at animeshaft.com.
Hisui! Quick! Gather everyone in the library! I know who the killer is!
But I've gathered everyone together, but I still can't figure it out! How did you solve the crime by just looking at one anime merchandise website?
Elementary, my dear Hisui. You see, we thought that hug pillows were the motive, but they were the means! Akika, you are the killer of anime!
The Reverse Thieves on Anime 3000 present the Speakeasy Podcast, uncovering the mysteries of anime and manga. Come visit us at thespeakeasypodcast.com.
Of this last week here, I haven't actually watched a whole lot. I mean, I've seen little things here and there, not a whole lot to talk about though. I've been mainly working on my new video project, as well as completely overhauling Battle of the Coma. So, you know, kind of been busy with that, but I guess I can kind of talk about what I've been reading and watching, because little tiny things here and there. So I watched another episode of Lupin the Third, Green Jacket, and, you know, it was actually pretty good. It was all about this lady. I'm going to completely spoil it, because it's all, Lupin's all standalone, so. But there is about this lady who ends up tricking Jigen, Lupin, and Fuchiko into this room or whatever. She ends up getting them all drunk, and then she slaps these watches on them that after a set period of time, they explode, and yeah, it would kill you. So what they have to do in order to get the watches off is they have to have 1 billion yen, or was it 100 billion? They have to, some very large amount of money for each. So that'd be 300 or 3 billion yen or whatnot. And then she'll take the watch off. So, you know, 1 billion for everybody. And so Lupin and Jigen break into a printing press and, what, steal the money. So that raises a whole bunch of shenanigans. And then at the very end, you figure out that Fujiko has teamed up with this mad woman or what have you, and that she gets to split the money. So, I mean, she basically made Jigen and Lupin do all the work. So, yeah, that's nice and clever and all, but then you figure at the very end that the money was altered and it's got Lupin's face on it instead of the Emperor's or something like that. And yeah, it was kind of, it was a cute little episode. I liked it. Other than that, I've been watching Gunbuster, and it has picked up now. I just finished watching episode 4, and I'm really excited to watch episode 5. You know, only 2 more episodes left, and yeah, I definitely want to get going on that. Let's see. Double Zeta Gundam, I was told it actually doesn't really get going. It doesn't really turn into like this real hardcore Gundam show like Zeta and the original Gundam were. So I'm really kind of going to start slowing down with watching that. Maybe watch some more of the new season of anime. I've been interested in Shin Majinger, though. I think I'll start watching that. I've also got Baki the Grappler Season 2 that I'm thinking about watching. And, you know, that's, if this, if as if that's not enough, I've also, you know, as I mentioned, going back to Digimon Season 2. So, you know, that's going to keep me occupied for a while. I got to finish up watching some of these series, though. I mean, yeah, I did just finish up Bakemono Doodadada, but they just, most of them are very long series. I mean, if I wanted to, I could finish up Lupin real quick. I could finish up Gunbuster really quick. I mean, I'm still watching Aquarion, and I'm liking Aquarion. I'm almost done with the first disc. I started watching episode 5, and I fell asleep halfway through. Literally, like, halfway through. The last thing I remember was the eye catch. And so, well, not the eye catch, but the, you know, that break where they put the logo on. So, the eye catch-ish scene. I also watched the second Digimon movie, and oh, Lord, do I love that movie. Oh, man, I love it. But that's for a different time and a different review. But yeah, I mean, I hate to disappoint you guys, but there's just not been a whole lot. Really working on this video and writing scripts and rehauling Battle of the Coma has really been taking a lot of time. And not to mention, I've been flat out trying to get a job and now trying to rehaul the house, you know, well, remodel the bathroom anyway. You know, and that stuff takes a lot of time. It's not like I can just sit down and watch anime when I want anymore. I gotta sit down and plan it. And I'm recording this at night now. It's almost 9 o'clock, and I'm recording a podcast. You know? So if I plan to edit it, that'll take the rest of my night, and I'll go to bed. And I would have watched no anime today. Now, I probably won't do that. I'll probably wait until Wednesday or something, and then, you know, then bother with it. But, you get what I'm saying. It's kind of hard to watch anime when you got all these other things running, you know, in the background. So I'll probably start watching it regularly at nighttime, you know. So when I'm done with this podcast, I'll watch an episode of something. I don't know, maybe a movie. But, you know, manga-wise, I haven't read anything at all. I want to start getting back into the Gonagai stuff. I started reading Getter Robo, and that was freaking awesome. I love it. It's I don't want to call it brutal, but it feels much more grungy, a little more grittier than most manga. Even like Berserk, where it's hyper-violent, Getter Robo isn't nearly as hyper-violent, hyper-bloody, hyper-rapey as Berserk is, but it still has grit to it. You know what I mean? The characters are not nice guys. All the main characters are bad guys, really. They're total badasses, but bad guys. And so, I don't know what it is, but like when I'm reading manga, I keep going back to Gonagai's work. And Gonagai, instead of doing long manga series, typically does 6 volumes, but each volume is 200 to 300 pages long. 150 at the least. I mean, and that's just the smaller ones. I mean, Gonagai stuff. I'm going to start reading UFO Grandizer. I'm waiting on a specific group to finish scanlating Getarobo, the original Getarobo. And I might read the Mazinger manga. I'm probably going to read the Getarobo Go manga because I've just recently got that. And I'm looking for a good download or a good purchase or something. I don't care which. I preferably the legal alternative. But if I can only download it by torrent, that's fine too. I'm looking to read the Golgo 13 manga, the original, you know, the very original work, first thing that started it all. But I can't find it anywhere. I've only managed to find the first four chapters, and I've read those. You know, those were fine, but I can't find anything else to read, and I know there's more than that. You know what I'm saying? I've also been looking for the Lupin manga. Supposedly Tokyo Pop has licensed it, but I can't find it in any of my bookstores, any of my comic shops. I haven't really looked online. I'm sure I could find it if I just went on Write Stuff. I just haven't done it yet, so I'll probably end up buying a novel or two of that, because I don't want to pirate something that's good if I can buy it and own it, you know what I mean? So, let's see. There was that game, Persona, P3P, Persona 3 Portable, is supposed to come out this month. I'm not exactly sure when that is. I think it's the 16th or something. It's coming out on some Tuesday. But I'm looking forward to that one, even though I can't technically buy it because I don't have I can't play it because I don't have a PSP. But whenever a new installment in a game series that you love comes out, it kind of reignites the fandom. So I'm excited for that. I like that, you know, that hyperactive fandom, because now I can talk with them about it. You know, it's always nice to have a good Persona discussion every once in a while. But to get a kind of a little bit away from what I've been reading and watching, what are some other things I've been doing? I've actually been studying psychology, you know, which kind of goes along with Persona because, well, for those of you who don't know, Persona is, you know, based off Jungian psychology. I say based off with, like, rock star quotes, you know. But I've been studying Jungian psychology, and it's been quite interesting. There's a great podcast by John Betts. All you gotta do is Google Jungian podcast. That's JUNGIAN, then podcast, and you'll easily find it. You know, right tops, you know, a top result. And, you know, I've been studying some of that to kind of, I don't want to say keep myself on edge or anything, but I'm definitely looking into psychology as a profession. I might go to college for it, but I've learned quite a bit about the, you know, the human mind just by listening to these podcasts. It's excellent. But, you know, this is not a young podcast, so I'm not going to be talking about young a whole lot. I just some other things I've been doing, you know, just in case you guys are interested in that sort of thing. I was planning on doing an Full Metal Skin Panic or something like that. Maddox. I still have no idea how to pronounce a damn thing. But I'm planning on doing a video review for that when I get the chance, whenever that may happen. I don't know. I have no idea when that's going to happen. And that comedy video, I don't know when it's going to be up. It's going to be hilarious. Guarantee it, because like even showing it to each other, we're all laughing. It's excellent. You know, but the Battle of the Coma will be up soon. I already said my Heads Up article is up on Anime 3000. And the date for that is on there, so expect it by then. And, you know, that's all, folks. You know, I don't have much more to say. I could ramble on some other things, but, you know, that's not anime-related. It's really not all interesting. I don't think you guys care about, you know, that other extra stuff. This is an anime podcast, damn it. Stay anime and manga and a little bit of games sometimes, but anime and manga. But yeah, so thank you for listening. You can subscribe via iTunes, or you can subscribe to my RSS feed. Of course, again, I am on ADD Network, the Anime Digital Dysfunction. You can go to my blog, leave a comment, send in an email, tell me how bad I suck or how awesome I am. Oh, a brief mention. I am on the Friday Ace podcast, the last Friday Ace. I'm not actually speaking or anything, but if you're listening to the Friday Ace podcast, I forget exactly where the timestamp was. I should have had that. I'll probably post the timestamp when I do the show notes. But I sent in a news tip, and I got to be mentioned from. So I'm Josh from Anime 3000 and the Animation Podcast. But my whole point in bringing this up is I like the Friday Ace podcast. So please send in an email to Mr. Mike Dent. Friday Ace will be in the show notes because I'll play their promo. And also, I'm still open for more promos. I love to cross-promote other good shows. You'll start hearing my promo on the Gundam at MAHQ. I don't have a promo for them, so I'm going to plug them right now because they've been kind enough to plug my promo. So go listen to the Gundam show. That's G-U-N-D-A-M-N. You know, so Gundam, damn as in the curse. You know, oh my goodness, I've been cursing. And I think that's all the people I really need to plug for right now. Of course, Anime 3000, if you want to see more of my work, whether that be written, video, what have you. And if you want to contact me again, just send an email. I really want to hear from you guys, because I know you are out there. I know there's at least 30 of you listening. So, let me know what you think. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show, and until next week, I am Ghost.